This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي جزاكم الله خير for joining us it's Tuesday and we had to change the time 30 minutes late because of the change of the time here in the United States in Midwest, where the Maghrib time comes just like 3 minutes. Actually, it's about 8 minutes after the 7 o'clock. So we had to start the program after seven. Our usual time is seven. So just for the couple of weeks, will be 7:30. And then inshallah, we'll go back bi-idhnillah. So jazakumullah khair, as always, it will be lovely to know where are you joining us from. It's beautiful when you see people joining from different parts of the world or different parts of the United States or Canada or Europe. This one of the beauty of Islam, subhanallah, no other religion bring people together regardless of everything else, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their background, of their education level, of their financial status. The only reason it joined them together, she and he, young and old, is actually to learn about Allah, about His deen, to get closer to Him. SubhanAllah, it's a beautiful least to say. And this is magnified, if I want to use the word. This, what we now see, and a few of us here, alhamdulillah, online, it's magnified multiple times is when you look and watch or you are physically there in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you see people from everywhere in the world. So subhanAllah, we have from Fiji Island, we have from Melbourne, mashallah, tabarakallah, and we have from Toronto, we have from New York, we are from Malaysia. SubhanAllah, what a beauty is this. I'm sorry, I just cannot follow everybody here. So alhamdulillah, rabbi, may Allah reward you. It's almost 2 weeks and a few days left. And we have also Melbourne in Australia. 2 weeks and few days, and the awaited guest is coming. And Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, Ya Ameen, 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 that myself and everybody listening to this program, Ya Allah, give them life to live to see Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. This is one of the dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ya Allah, give us time, give us life to live to see Ramadan. So that's one. Ya Allahumma balighna Ramadan, number one. Number two is not only the first day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, prolong our life, Ya Rabbi Ameen, to live it all, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Ameen, let us live the night of Al-Qadr. Ya Rabbi, you are alive when the night of the Qadr, regardless of which night it is, that we are alive and we are in the right feelings, connections, in the right mode of ibadah to get connected to you, Ya Allah. إنك على كل شيء قدير. As I always say, we will not do anything by our own will or our own efforts or our own intelligence. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes things easy, makes the hard easy, make the easy more easy. He put inside us the love for Him, for His symbols, and Ramadan definitely is one of His symbols. Definitely Quran is one of His symbols. Definitely Salah is one of His symbols. And what we want, we always say this in dunya, in this life, when we love someone truly, and I'm sure everybody listening to me, you have felt this feeling. The feeling of love is natural. Allah put it inside us, inside all His creations, actually. You see animals, you see the cat with the kitten, but definitely in the human being, it is there and it is well presented, if you want to use the word, by actions. So when I love someone, whether that's a spouse, that's a brother, that's a sister, that's parents, that's children, that's a friend, that's a neighbor, true love, usually this true love is translated to actions. Usually you love to hear from them. You love to be in their company. You love to do what they like. You love to impress them. You love to make them happy. This is all natural. We all have felt this. And if we bring this true feeling, true love, and apply it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the most important symbol that we are, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, will meet in less than 3 weeks. And this is one of the major symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ramadan. And as I said last week when we talked about Sha'ban, that Sha'ban, which we are still in, is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it between Rajab, the one of the sacred months, and Ramadan in between, not for no reason. Subhanah. Allah never does things, exalted He from any deficiencies, without a hikmah, without a wisdom. إِنَّهُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the wise. And our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, and as we discussed in detail last week, that it is a month, I'm sorry, not last week, the week before, it is a month that most people, يَغْفَلُ عَنْ, most people forget about, because they have focused on Rajab, the sacred month, and then Ramadan is coming. So this is like a month people don't give it its due right. And there is a couple of things in Sha'ban that we need to give due rights. Why? To be very ready for Ramadan. So when Ramadan comes in, I'm absolutely ready. The only thing that is going to change is the date. Date. And how is that? We discussed in 2 weeks ago that what one of the things we train ourselves, we do more in Sha'ban is fasting. It's fasting because he was asked by Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd, Ya Rasulullah, I see you fasting more than anything else, more than any other month other than Ramadan. And he said, this is a month that people forget about. It's between the Sha'ban, the month, is between Rajab, the sacred month, and Ramadan, and one. And number two is this is the month where our deeds will be presented to Allah. Our deeds will be presented to Allah. And he said, وَحِبُّ أَنْ يُعْرَضَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I love for my deed to be presented to Allah, and I am in a state of fasting. So that's one of the things that we need to start the training. It's still not too late, although it is usually not recommended if you have not fasted at all throughout the whole year to start fasting after the 15th of Sha'ban. Because the whole idea is that you don't want to be exhausted by the time Ramadan comes in. Another major thing, a major symbol of Allah that many people also don't remember to focus on is actually the Quran. In Sha'ban, not in Ramadan, in Sha'ban is the Quran. And many of the righteous people before us, before you and me, literally, they even stop, they close their shop, and they start focusing on their Quran. And we titled today's talk as the missing link. So what is missing and what is link? Let's go to a link first. What is link? Link is anything you use to connect two things, right? And it can be a link is a phone is a link to connect two people. A piece of wire is a link to connect two objects. So it's a link. One. Missing is when these two, let's think of two human beings. These two human beings, they cannot be connected unless there is this link. So again, a phone, a letter, whatever is the way, Zoom meeting these days, right? Google Meet, any of these link. Let's come to the Quran. And where is the link here? Why the Quran is link? And what is the Quran? What is the Quran? And I think the more we go back, as I always remind myself, go to the basics. Because sometimes we take things so casual and we got used to it that we don't think to back to the basics and realities. So when I pick up the Quran, what do I look at it as? Do I look at it? This is the first thing we need to start working on it from now. So when Ramadan comes in, I pass this. When I pick up the Quran, I need to look at it that this is my link between me and him, subhanahu. It is the link between me and my creator. It is his words, kalamullah. It is his words that will connect me to him. It's Allah is exalted from analogy, but it is just the same. When you pick up your phone and you read a text message, imagine the text message came from someone you really attached to, you love, regardless who that person is. You look at that text message very different. You love to read it again and again, and you don't want to erase it. You're connected with it. The link between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is more than one. But today we are going to be talking about the Quran, his words, subhanahu. His words. This is how I connect with him. So when I pick up my Quran, I need to look at that book, not as a book, not as any other book. It's even better not to look at it as a book. Rather, although Allah called it ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, it is a book. But to me internally, to translate or to transform my relationship with the Quran and transform my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at it in one word, one sentence. Kalamullah, the words of my creator. And the more I have a link or connected, or I am eager to read it, that reflect indirectly and directly my relationship with him subhanahu. So I always say, I can claim whatever I can claim. I really love Allah. I really want to please Allah. I really think of Allah. Okay, beautiful words. Show me. So the Quran. And there is many ways Allah described the Quran in the Quran. But the most important point we want to focus on today is that missing link. Why it is missing? And everyone has to ask themselves this question. Why don't I have this link with the Quran? And I have a link, huge one, young and old, with my phone. With my phone, with my social media, with any part of social media. If I leave the house, all of us, if I leave the house without my cell phone, majority of the people panic for many reasons. Why? Not because only because it's a phone, because I have so many things, my life connected and depend on it. It's not just a phone I call or I text. There's so many other things in that, in the phone. Allah again is exalted, let alone his book. But maybe if we look at the Quran, is the Quran less important or more important? Or does it function in a similar way in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it function in the same way of my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning, if I leave it, don't read it from one Ramadan to the other, or I read it maybe once a week, or I read just a few ayat, am I losing this connection? Is it missing? Is my link is missing? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Hablullah al-Mateen, one of the descriptions of the Quran, it's the thick, strong rope of Allah. Thick, strong rope of Allah. And what does rope does? Connect. Link. And the more I am holding to that link, the more I am holding to that rope, the closer I am to him, the more I am connected to him, the more I remember him, the more he remember me, and the more he is there for me when I need him. And it's the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be a one-way relationship. Most of us, the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive me, number one, is when I need him. I remember him. I beg him. I cry to him. I talk to him. My salah is perfect. I even do extras because I need him. I have this important interview tomorrow. I have this important decision I need to make. I have this thing I need. Subhanallah. The reality of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be two ways, like any other relationship in this life. If the relationship with any person is one way, that person only remember me when he need me. That person, she or he, only think of me when they need me, ask about me when they need me. What at one point we will feel? They are taking advantage of me. So let's redefine our relationship with Allah. And the way that you make it two ways, one of them is reconnect and find the missing link. Reconnect, find the missing link and establish it. And one of the reasons we lose the link, it's not because we are busy and because we don't have time and all these other excuses we all say. Because someone who's standing right there, on my right, on my left, in front and in the back, and above me and beyond and under me, waiting, working, plotting to chop this link, to cut that link and to make me lose it. إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكُمَا فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا. Adam, this is an enemy to you. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Don't let him push you out of Jannah. فَتَشْقَى. And you will be miserable. Allah said this to Sayyidina Adam in Surah Taha, chapter Taha. Don't let this, he's an enemy. And who's that? It's Shaitan. So the first one who works day and night, morning and evening, on cutting this link, make me lose it, forget it, literally lose it, so I don't know even where is it, is Shaitan. Standing right there, because he knows way, way well than you and me, that if I have established a link with Allah, especially through his words, his tricks will be much harder on me. I will not be an easy target. Subhanallah. And Allah also said it in Surah Taha, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Allah said, when the guidance come from me, and guidance here, huda, is the Quran. When the guidance come from me, from him, subhanahu, to us, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ, when it will come to you, minni, from Allah, huda and guidance, what will happen? There's two options, you and me. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, the person who will follow my guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, they will not be misguided and they will not be miserable. They will not be misguided and they will not be miserable. How much anxiety and worries and sadness there is in this world. And he said it to Allah. We turned our back to his words. Life will be harder. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, this is the second thing. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, and whomsoever turned his or her back, عَنْ ذِكْرِي, ذِكْرِي here is Al-Quran, from my remembrance, and one of the ways to remember Allah is read his book, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will live miserable life, constricted life, miserable life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And on the day of judgment, he or she will be resurrected blind. When I cut that connection, when I lose it by choice, I'm busy, I don't have anything, I don't have time, I don't understand, I have so many other things, look at my list, everything is more important. Then the result, danka, constricted, tough, I don't feel well. I have everything. Everything I want, Allah gave me, subhanah. But I don't feel well because the connection, the link with the one who gives me happiness, with the one who takes care of me, is missing. The link. So the missing link, number one, remember, it is not only you. There is one waiting and plotting and using every trick he knows to move me away from Allah. And he swore by it also in the Quran. قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your majesty. Look at shaitan. By your majesty. Allah said this in Surah Sad. By your majesty. I am. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I am going to lure them and let them be misguided. All of them with exception. إِلَّا except عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those chosen one. Do I want to be of the chosen one? Do you want to be of the chosen one? Choice is mine. And one of the signs I am chosen is when I connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I glorify Him subhanahu. When I look at His symbols, I learn them, I glorify them, I apply them, I do them, I read them, subhanahu. So don't forget this. And shaitan is today, is tomorrow, and is in Ramadan. I need to start from now. I need to start from now working on my plan. How I am gonna be working, planning, plotting against shaitan who's plotting against me. Pick it up. Pick the Quran up. Pick the Quran up. Even if you don't feel like it, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't do it tomorrow. Pick it up. Pick it up right now. The fact you picked it up, you have won the first step of the plotting against shaitan. Open it up. I don't understand a word. Read it. Well, I don't know Arabic. Read the transliteration. Read the English. And with every struggle, it gets easier. With every struggle, it will get easier. وَاللَّهَ الَّذِي لَهُ. And it's not my words. It's his words. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who struggle, جَاهَدُوا, jihad, struggle for the sake of Allah. فِينَا, for us, Allah. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will guide them to our way. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah, verily, for sure, Allah is with those who acts with excellence. The last verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, the spider. So pick it up. Pick it up. Don't leave it there on the shelf. Pick it up or pick your phone, whatever way you can read it. And when you say, I'll do it in a minute, don't do it in a minute, do it right now. I can't read too much. Read one verse, two verses. In English. And then in the transliteration. 10 minutes, 15, 20, daily. Pick up the habit. That's one. Another thing. There's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, describing him in Ramadan. And you probably will hear it a lot in Ramadan, especially when it comes to fundraising to be generous. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said the following. This is actually in Al-Bukhari. They described him, the Sahaba, described him as, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. That's number one. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was the most generous among people. The most generous in general. Imagine this. Somebody is very generous. So this is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. أجود الناس. The most generous of people. وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونَ. And he is even more generous, or the peak of his generosity when the peak of his generosity, when is in Ramadan. Why? When he meets Jibreel to review the Quran. مدارسته رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام in Ramadan, Jibreel comes to him daily and he review the Quran one juz with the رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. He finished one khatma in Ramadan, except the last Ramadan before he passed عليه الصلاة والسلام, he reviewed it twice. That's where the sunnah of doing one khatma in Ramadan, reading one juzu a day, that's what he did. So Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام was very generous. In general, أجود الناس, the most generous person. Imagine if you meet him and I meet him and you see his generosity. I can't even think of it. I cannot even comprehend. This generosity is at the peak at time of Ramadan when the Quran comes, when he is in a state of reading the Quran. Why I'm saying this? The link is at this point, majority of us, weak. People are in different levels, of course. Can be non-existing, can be very weak, can be occasional, can be maybe once or twice a week, maybe daily little bit, maybe more. I need to be stronger. I need to be giver. To read the Quran, I need to give from my time and from my efforts. And I need to go against my own nafs. Because my own nafs, me, doesn't want to do that. Want to do something else. Want to check my messages. Want to go on my social media. Want to just relax and do nothing. So I need to struggle and I need to learn to be generous with me. With me. And to do that, the Quran will help me to do this. So the second point of relinking the link is pick it up and start reading and you will see the result of it. Because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as a result of him meeting with Sayyidina Jibreel daily in Ramadan, his generosity became even more. And generosity is giving. What is generosity? Is to give. So when I give my time, I'm generous. When I give my time to someone, I'm generous. Generosity is not only money. It's you give. So I give my time to the Quran. I give my focus to the Quran. And I just find it difficult. How do I do that? Pick it up. And it's like a vicious circuit. One will lead to the other. So that's number two. Number three. You can put it number one, you can put it the first thing. And I always say this in everything in life. We cannot do it alone. I can't. If all of us get together, we can't. The only one who will help us and make it easy to re-establish the connection and the link is him, subhanah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Allah said this to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rely, put your trust. And he didn't say Allah here. This is in Surah Al-Furqan. He didn't say rely on Allah. He said وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Rely on the one that lives, ever living and never dies. Tawakkul. Tawakkul is I leave my trust on him. But what do I need? I need to ask him to help me. Al-isti'ana. Ask him. Rely on him. I'll say even more. Beg him. Cry to him. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Open my heart to your words. Open my resolve, my himmah, to your words. Make me, may Allah forgive me, but it's reality. Make me love your words more than I love anything else. حبب إلي القرآن. Make the Quran loved. Make the Quran something lovable to me. I love it. I don't want to feel as a burden. I want to feel it is something I want to do, I enjoy. And how does that happen? I can't do it alone. I need him to help me. And do you think you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him, begging him, like we said, Ya Allah, make us live to Ramadan. Ya Allah, help us to fast. And you turn to him and says, Ya Allah, you know. And let's be honest. You know how difficult it is for me to pick up your words and read. For whatever the reason. But you know also, I want to do that. Help me. And this is the famous dua al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, which is, Allahumma inni abduk. Ya Allah, I am your servant. Bintu abdik, the daughter of your servant or the son of your servant. Bintu amatik, aw ibnu amatik, the son or the daughter of your she-slave. Nasiyati biyadik, my forehead, my forelock is in your hand. Madhin fiya hukmuk, your judgment is gonna upon me, is going, is gonna happen. Adlun fiya qada'uk, your decree with me is just. Allahumma inni abduk, Ya Allah, I'm your servant, the son, daughter of your servant, the son and daughter of your she servant. Nasiyati biyadik, my forelock, my forehead is in your hand. Madhin fiya hukmuk, your judgment upon me is happening. عَدْلٌ فِيَّ قَضَاءُكِ, your decree upon me is just. Right? أسألك, I ask you. It's a dua for me, for you. أسألك, I beg you, I implore you, I ask you. Translate it any way you want, but feel it. أسألك, I really need this, Ya Allah. And look, بِكُلِّ اسْمٍ هُوَ لَكَ, I ask you by every name that is yours. سَمَّيْتَهُ بِكُلِّ اسْمٍ هُوَ لَكَ, سَمَّيْتَهُ فِي كِتَابِكَ, you mentioned it in your book, the Quran, the link, all the names you know in the Quran. أَوْ عَلَّمْتَهُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ, or you taught any of your creation. أَوْ اسْتَأْثَرْتَ بِهِ فِي عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ عِنْدَكَ, or you kept it secret as a knowledge of the unseen with you. So I'm asking Allah by his names, and I didn't mention the dua, did not mention a name, rather all the names. The names are in the Quran, the names that are in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the name that Allah taught it to someone we don't know. What I'm asking him, the link, I need the link to be reconnected. So what? What do we say? اجعل القرآن, make the Quran ربيع قلبي, the spring of my heart, the spring of my heart, وذهاب همي, and the reason it removes completely my worries, وجلاء أحزاني, and أمين, to also remove completely my sorrows. اجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي, make the Quran, your words, your book, your guidance, the spring of my heart, وذهاب همي وجلاء حزني. This is actually a dua that you use it for removal of worries and sadness, but also it's a dua that is used to bring the Quran back into my heart. Bring the Quran back to my heart. What is Rabi'a Qalbi? What is spring of my heart? Spring has two meanings. Either it is the season or it is the spring of water. Both are the same term, Rabi'a, S-P-R-I-N-G. And in the Arabic language, it also has two meanings. Rabi'a is the season, which now we are going into. What does spring usually brings to us in general? Beautiful weather. We all feel good. And we say, Alhamdulillah. And it's shining, and then you start seeing the flowers coming out, the trees becomes green. It's a moment, it's a season of joy, of happiness, of expansion. I want the Quran to have this effect on my heart. That's what I'm asking Allah. I want this link to be established, and not only established, but to bring fruit to my heart. Rabi'a Qalbi, the spring of my heart. And if it is a spring of water, What does spring of water brings? Usually it is very sweet, tasty, beautiful, and bring all khair, and bring all goodness. So I need to reconnect, to bring back the missing link. I need to ask him. I need to ask him. I can't do it. The same way. This is a very nice analogy. It was said by one of these righteous people. They said, look at your dua. Think of yourself in the middle of the ocean. Think of yourself in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the night, alone, in a cold night, and you're holding to only one piece of wood. How will you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you? What kind of a dua? And what kind of intimate talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the begging and the sincerity? And they said, every time you want to ask Allah for something, think of yourself in that situation and ask. At-tawakkul ala Allah. Tawakkul ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Rely on him and ask him and beg him to make the Quran the spring of my heart and the spring of your heart. So I don't do it because it's Ramadan and everybody is reading. So I don't do it because that's what's expected. No. Want to do it with love. Want to do it with special relationship. It's his words. It's the spring of my heart. It's my guidance. It's my cure. It's the most beloved thing to him. It's my book. It's the way of life. It's my conduct. And you add description wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart to it. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg him. One way also to help the link. When we are usually in life, there's somebody who is important, dignitary, has power, or someone we look up to, and we want to please, and we want to impress, or again, someone we love. When we are doing something, and they are looking at us, how do we do what we are doing in general? We do it with perfection. We do it with focus. We do it to impress, if you want to use the word. When we pick up the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we pick up the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to read, let's remember the following. Let's remember the following, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me and reward me for this. Seeing me, hearing me, praising me, and he will reward me just by picking this book. Any other book I pick up, there's benefit, for sure. But nothing like this. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن أقول ألف حرف لام حرف and ميم حرف. It's a hadith of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. When he was explaining the virtues of reading the Quran, I need to remind myself, we live in a day and time where the usual is what I will get out of this. How much they pay me? What is the benefit? Can I do something else and will bring more? Well, that's what he was teaching us, alayhi salatu wasalam. Every good deed is times 10. Every good deed is times 10. And he was telling us, alif lam mim is not one letter. It's actually alif is a letter, lam is a letter, mim is a letter. So I said, alif lam mim, that's 30, 30, good reward. 30. So I need to remember when I pick it up, the words of Allah, it's the link to him. I won over the shaitan of the enemy. It's going to guide me. It's going to make me feel good. It's going to make my life better. But that's not picking it one time. This one, it becomes part of my life on a daily basis. And then he, Subhana, my creator, Subhana, seeing me, hearing me, praising me, and rewarding me for reading his book, for reading his book. And remember, he doesn't need that. Allah huwa al-ghani, Allah the self-sufficient. He does not need my reading. He does not need your reading. He does not need me remembering him. It's all for me and my benefit. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. When I remember Allah, is it the same than when Allah remembered me? And the best remembrance of Allah is his book. The best remembrance of Allah, actually, in fact, is reading the Quran in salah. So pick up the Quran in the nawafil, in the voluntary prayers, and read the Quran. That will most also establish more connection, and you will be able to prolong your salah, and you will feel it more. Quran. And one of the ways, one of the very beautiful ways that the Quran was described, actually was not described, but by a mushrik, a kafir. Subhanallah, a kafir. And that's actually Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, the father of Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira lived in Mecca. And he was one of the leaders of Mecca. In fact, there were two leaders in Mecca at that time. One of them is him. He was extremely wealthy. Wealthy. Like if you read about what he does, it's beyond the... And these days you're talking about millions. He used to give water to all the Hujjaj, of course, before Islam, all those who come and visit Mecca. He feed them, everybody. And he had a lot of children, male boys. So he actually was walking. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was reading Surah Ghafir. Hamim, Tanzeelul Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Alim, Ghafir al-Dambi wa Qabil al-Tawbi, Shadid al-Iqabi, Dhit Tawl, La ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-Masir. This is the beginning of Surah Ghafir, or Surah al-Mu'min, the believer. Hamim, the two letters. Tanzeelul Kitab, the book was sent min Allah, from Allah, al-Aziz al-Alim, all-knowing, almighty. Ghafir al-Dhamb, the one who forgive the sin. Qabil al-Tawb, the one who accept repentance. Shadid al-Iqabi, has severe punishment. Dhit Tawl, he has the power. La ilaha illahu, no God but him, no deity but him. Ilayhi al-Masir, to him return. He heard it. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam noticed that he was there. So he read it again. He read it again. And Walid ibn al-Mughira came and listened. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam felt that the words of Allah is changing him. The news ran to the other disbelievers, Abu Jahl. They were so worried. If any powerful person accept Islam, this is at the time of Medina, then they will be much weaker. And Al-Walid ibn Mughira was the powerful man. Wealth, children, status. So Abu Jahl came to him. And he said, I hear you're listening. However, people are actually collecting money for you. And Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira said, why they are collecting money? I don't need money, I'm very rich. He said, well, people saying that you don't have food and you went to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to get something to eat. And he said, that's what they are saying. And then he described the Quran. And he said, and he said, wallahi, by Allah, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ آنِفًا كَلَامًا. I have just heard from Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam words. And by the way, he was not only rich and powerful, but he was the most eloquent in the language of the Arabs. And he was aware and an expert in poetry. So he knows the words, the language of the Arabs. He knows poetry, powerful, very rich. So everything. So he was telling him, Wallahi, by Allah, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ كَلَامًا آنِفًا. I have heard from Muhammad words. And now he's describing it. The Quran. مَا هُوَ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْبَشَرِ. It is not, مَا هُوَ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْإِنسِ. It is not the words. It's not the speech of the human. وَلَا مِنْ كَلَامِ الْجِنِ. And it is not from the speech of the jinn. وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَحَلَاوَةً. By Allah, that words, that speech has sweetness and beauty. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَطَلَاوَةً. And it, as if it is covered by gold. SubhanAllah, as if it is gold plated, those words. This is a kafir describing what he just heard from the Quran. وَإِنَّ أَعْلَاهُ لَمُثْمِرُ. And the most sophisticated words, the highest quality words, if you want to use the word, brings fruit. وَإِنَّ أَسْفَلَهُ لَمُغْدِقُ. And the lowest of it, meaning the easiest one, brings a lot of generosity with it. It comes with a lot of meanings. وَإِنَّهُ يَعْلُو وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. And it absolutely, يَعْلُو, it is absolutely on a highest status, and nothing from words is above it. And nothing from words above it. That's words of a mushrik, of a kafir. Then Abu Jahl felt that something happened to his heart by just listening to two ayat from the Quran from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. However, he did not become a Muslim. So when Abu Jahl was talking to him, he said, well, I'm still thinking about it. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ. Allah described him in Surah Al-Muddathir. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ. He thought and reflect. فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. Woe to him. What conclusion he came to. فَقَالَ, he said, the ego overtook him. And he said, nah, this is probably magic. فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. Woe to him again. How did he reflect or understood? فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرُ. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ. This is but a magic. This is the words of a human being. But originally, when he listened with no egos, that's how he described it. Never heard something like that. It's not the words of a human. It's not the words of a jinn. It has sweetness and beauty, covered as if it is covered by gold. The most sophisticated words of it is brings fruit. And the easiest one is so generous. And it is the highest. Nothing is above it. That's not Allah describing his words. That's a kafir describing the word of Allah. Why don't we see it this way? Why don't we feel it this way? Simple. Because there is no link. Because I don't look at it as the words of Allah. I don't look at it as Allah is talking to me. As Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali used to say, كُنَّا نَرَى الْقُرْآنَ رَسَائِلْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. We used to see the Qur'an, messages from Allah. Messages from Allah. SubhanAllah. Like Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was so scared. And Sayyidina, I'm sorry, not Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr was so scared of the mushrikeen right there. You all know the story, right? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, if they look down, they will see us. When the Quran is in your heart, when you are connected in this link. And he looked and says, Ya Abu Bakr, ما رأيك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What do you think of two? Allah is with them. And Allah said, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't be sad. Allah is with us. The connection. or Sayyidina Musa? When the people who just believed and they have strong faith, and then they looked back and they said, "Inna lamudrakun." The people of Pharaoh is behind us. That's it. We're done. They will catch us. Kalla, nahi. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. With me is my Lord, and He will guide me. How do we get there? How do I have this strong connection? And I know He will never let me down. And I know He will be with me if I don't have a connection. Or I will be there if I work on the connection. And the best connection, is number one connection, is His words. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book. No doubt in it. It's guidance to those who have taqwa, who are Allah conscious. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْحَكِيمِ. These are the verses of the wise book. Wise book. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. These are the verses of the clear book. This is all verses from the Quran. This is how Allah described His words. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, verily, it is tanzeel. It is that was descended by Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and jinn and ins. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Came down by the Ruhu al-Ameen. Jibreel, the soul, the trusted soul, Ruhu al-Ameen is a Jibreel. Ala qalbik, to your heart. This Allah is talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is Surah al-Shu'ara, the end. Ala qalbika, litakuna min al-mundirin. So you warn them, bilisanin arabiyin mubin. In a clear Arabic words or tongue or language. Why don't I see it this way? Because I don't give it. And they always tell you, the Quran will give you what you give him. The more you give to the Quran, the more the Quran will give you. Regardless, you know Arabic, you don't know Arabic, you can read, you cannot read, it doesn't matter. The fact you give your efforts and your resolve and your time to the Quran on a daily basis, 30 minutes a day, 1 hour a day, 5 minutes a day, but daily, daily, daily. If you start today, 16 days left for Ramadan, today, 30 minutes every single day. You don't know how to read, you're starting to learn how to read. You know how to read, you're starting to read properly. You know how to read properly, you're starting to understand. Start to memorize anything you want. And I'm sure you've seen it in the beginning of the class. Alhamdulillah, at Jannah Institute, we have so many. The focus in Jannah Institute in Ramadan is all about Quran. Learn how to read, memorize, review, understand. If you do it daily, 30 minutes for 16 days, see how is your relationship with the Quran in the first day of Ramadan. And you continue the journey. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan comes, and Ramadan comes with all its beauty and it's all blessings, and see what will happen to your link, how the link will not only be re-established, but will be much thicker, much stronger, and it will be two-way, bi-idhnillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again make us reach, live to Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, tasma'u kalamana wa tara makanana. You see our place and you hear what we are saying. Balighna Ramadan. Let us live to see Ramadan, Ya Allah. And أعنا على قيامه صيامه وقيامه. Help us, Ya Allah, to fast properly and to pray properly and to get to the night of Al-Qadr, Ya Allah, Ya Kareem. إنك على كل شيء قدير. And may all our days become Ramadan, but specifically the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خيرا. Again, visit our website if you want. There's still very few spots left for the classes in the Quran. Visit, get connected. If there is not what you are looking for at Jannah Institute, look, there's plenty of opportunities. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah lifted from us, walillah alhamd, the restrictions of the COVID, alhamdulillah, masajid are open, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Let's be grateful to Allah and let's show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best in us by honoring His book, putting our efforts to His book, and He will never, ever let us down. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah preserve you, all of you, ya Rabbi, ameen.